This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Are you driving your car or doing laundry right now? Podcasts go best when they're bundled with another activity. Like Progressive home and auto policies, they're best when they're bundled too. Having these two policies together makes insurance easier and could help you save. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save nearly $800 on average. Quote a home and car bundle today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Support for today's show comes from Deloitte.
Today's word on the future, together. Because the future of business isn't driven by what machines or people do alone, but by all they can achieve together. See how we can help at Deloitte.com/US/innovate.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
June is the number one month for weddings, so right now, toasts are being written and rewritten. Tents are being hoisted, flowers arranged, and hairstylists everywhere are fielding requests of all kinds.
Hi. Thanks for squeezing me in. I know you don't have a ton of time, but I'm getting married this weekend, and, I've got kind of a few things in mind of how I want my hair to look. I was wondering if you could help me out. It shouldn't take too long. Okay, definitely an updo. Maybe like a kind of messy bun. I'm thinking, and stop me if this doesn't make any sense, but kind of a homesteader vibe, like kind of a Little House on the Prairie, don't mess with me or my kin kind of deal, but like sexy. Like, it basically says, I've got a ton of stuff to do, like shuck corn and muck out a barn, but I've still managed to retain my femininity. Like, picture a lady standing in a field. Her dress is flapping nobly in the wind, and maybe she's holding a basket of wheat and squinting into the distance, and she's like, oh man, when's he gonna return? Because I've borne so much already. Except I don't want to look all weathered, just like super pretty, but also I have a ton of inner reserves. Does that make any sense? No? Okay, here. Right, let me try another angle. There's a lady, right? And it's the 90s. And maybe she always wears a huge cable knit sweater and stares pensively out at the ocean from her modernist glass home. And her curly hair is tied back in a simple ponytail that sits at the nape of her neck. And then maybe we see her bring a single red rose up to her nose because she's like hiding out from a stalker or has been through some serious shit, you know. And then maybe later we see that single red rose just fall in slow motion to the floor. Okay, that's what I don't want. So, to sum up, okay, I'd like to look blithe, you know, beautiful, and also maybe like I just woke up from napping with some doves, but also really sophisticated, like I'm seriously about to put on some sexy glasses and flip angrily through my file of facts. And all of this is signified by my strategically tousled updo. Is that possible? Would you be able to do that?
Kristen Wiig performing My Wedding Hair by Emma Rathbone. It appeared on the New Yorker Shouts and Murmurs page, and there's more to come today on the New Yorker Radio Hour, so stick around.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.